A decade-long blockade and three wars with Israel have left the infrastructure and economy of the Gaza Strip devastated. The unemployment rate is now the highest in the world, a staggering 43% according to the World Bank. The World Bank says Gaza's population has poor access to basic public services such as electricity, water, and sewage, while nearly 80% of the Gaza's population receives some kind of social assistance. The dire conditions in which the Gazans struggle with have also put tremendous pressure on aid and relief organizations. Access restrictions on Gaza by both Israel and Egypt have hindered reconstruction and development efforts. RFI spoke to Mohammed Kaya, the director of the Turkish relief organization IHH in Gaza. The challenges facing his organization, he explained, are mainly access issues. IHH supports educational and health programs and also sponsors orphans in the Gaza Strip.
In Gaza, the siege, the situation differs from the situation in other areas of operations like in Africa or Asia, where we have no difficulty in bringing in materials from outside. The siege on Gaza is not just from the Israeli side, but the Egyptian side, which is worst and hinders our work in a bigger way.
There is some good news, though. Relief may finally be on the way. After 7 years of tense relations, Turkey and Israel appear to be closer to restoring ties. Turkish President Erdogan's latest remarks that the two countries need each other indicate an agreement with Israel is near. This is good news for Gaza because Turkey is demanding the lifting of the Israeli blockade on Gaza before restoring its ties with Israel. Yossi Nasher, an Israeli political analyst, believes there are still gaps between Israel and Turkey, but an agreement is likely to happen soon.
I think there are still gaps about the quantity of compensation, details of how much to ease the closure or siege in Gaza. And I think there are some internal struggles in the Turkish government and also in the Israeli government.
Israel has imposed a blockade on Gaza in 2007 following a Hamas takeover of the Strip. Hamas leaders appear to have been taken by surprise with the news of an agreement between Turkey, their strongest ally, and Israel, their bitter enemy. Still, the reconciliation between Turkey and Israel isn't exactly bad news for Hamas. On the contrary, Hamas is desperate to improve the conditions of the Gaza Strip. A former senior political analyst to Hamas, Ahmed Youssef, told RFI that the Islamic movement trusts Turkey to work on lifting the Israeli blockade.
We understand that even, yes, it is for us a surprise, but we do trust Turkey and do trust Erdogan that he will do his best to lift the sanction on Gaza and ending the siege.
Even though Hamas maintains a tight grip on Gaza, the dire situations there dictates that it must find a way to ease, if not put an end to, the blockade. The scope of the agreement between Turkey and Israel will probably determine the timing and scale of the reconstruction of the Gaza Strip. For Turkey to lead the reconstruction effort, it needs Israel's cooperation. Reporting for RFI, Ibrahim Husseini, Jerusalem.